Again, I'll be coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 14. And I just want to lift up two verses. Verses 15 and 16, where you will find these words. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. That concludes our scripture reading. For a brief moment, I want to speak to you on the topic, a Red Sea situation. A Red Sea situation.
Jesus will fight my battle if I keep still. Have God fought anybody's battles in the house today? If you know that it was the Lord who showed up in the midst of your situation and fought your battle, give him some praise right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, hallelujah, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, Lord have mercy. Y'all ought to be excited about these children singing like professionals. That's a little better. The devil mad because these children singing like that. But he still can't stop what I got to say. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Lord Jesus, the Spirit already here. So my job ought to be easy. Amen. Eternal God, I bow before you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I surrender myself to you. Oh Lord, move me out of your way. Hide me behind the old rugged cross now, God, that they will see all of you and none of me. Oh God, anoint me afresh now and use me for your glory. Oh God, speak to me and through me, that something shall be said here on today that will rest upon the hearts of your people. Now, God, I pray that the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, shall be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. A Red Sea situation. Now, when I went to the Lord in prayer, in meditation, and to seek him for what he would have me to talk about on today, he revealed to me that I need to tell and remind the people of God that there are going to be times in your life where you will be faced with some difficult situations. And young people, I'm pretty sure you haven't had too many difficult situations as of now. But just keep on living. And I'm sure they will come. For it's just a part of life. Situations will come and situations will go. And we must get into a habit of turning everything over to God. Putting it all in his hands. And stop trying to work them all out by ourselves. For there will be certain situations that are going to come into your life where you won't have the power or the ability to handle it. But let me encourage you by letting you know that there is no situation that God cannot handle. Situations that are going to show up in your relationships, They're going to show up in your marriages. They're going to show up on your jobs, in your finances, situations that will concern your health, your loved ones, and all different areas of your life. For somebody here today is dealing with a situation right now as I speak. And I encourage you to put it in the hands of the Lord and let him work it out. For what you need to realize and understand is that there are going to be moments in your life where you will be first with situations so severe, so overwhelming, or so drastic, where with the human eye or with the human mind, you are going to feel like there is no way out, that you are finished, that it's all over. But how many of you know that as long as God is in control, it's never over? It's not over because God has the power to do anything that we need him to do in our lives. Tell somebody, we serve a powerful God. For my main point that I really want to make today as I speak is the fact that there are going to be moments in your life where you are going to just have to trust God. I don't care how bad your situation may seem. I don't care how long you may have been dealing with it or how many times doubt may have come into your heart. Don't you dare give up. But you call on the name of Jesus. Listen to his quiet voice when he speaks to you and follow his instructions and do things just the way he told you to do them. For how many of you know that God's way, you know about it, is the best way? Say God's way. For I don't know about you, but there have been moments in my life where God has instructed me to do something. And I thought to myself, because it sounds so out of character, that God, you surely don't want me to do that. Only to find out later that he already had everything in control. For how many of you have heard this phrase? While you are trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Listen, there will never be a situation that you may have to deal with in your life where God will not be able to get you through it or bring you out of it. For as you have heard me say on many occasions, God specializes in doing the seemingly impossible. Are you going to pray with me this morning? Talking about situations. Situations which is defined as a set of circumstances in which one finds oneself. A state of affairs, conditions, location, position, spot, site, setting, or environment. For I am a firm believer to this very fact. Situations will either make you, break you, or make you stronger. But the key to overcoming every situation that you may be faced with in this lifetime is simply this. Trust God. That's simple. But it's very hard to do at times. Tell somebody, always trust God. I like how y'all helping me this morning. For how many of you realize and understand the fact that God will allow certain situations to occur in your life so he can have the opportunity to show up in the midst of your trouble, just so he can prove his unmatchable power? And not only prove it, but do it in such a way where he has to get some glory for the awesome thing that he has just done. So when you feel like you have come to the end of your road, when you feel like your back is up against the wall, and there seems to be no way out, remember this, Something I always quote too. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Tell somebody, my God is able. I'm getting ready to deal with my text. But let me say this. When you find yourself going through, don't get discouraged. Know that God is already working in your behalf. And he is going to turn whatever it is that you're dealing with. He's going to turn that thing around. I want to elaborate on this very crucial fact before I get into my text. And that is, Satan, the enemy, will always be very persistent and very determined to show up in the midst of every one of your situations with one objective in mind. And that is to kill, steal, destroy, and rob you of your joy. And even kill you if he can. For the devil has power, but God has all power. And the enemy, he is going to attempt to do this by messing with or clouding your mind, by putting negative thoughts in your head, by putting disbelief in your hearts, by giving you a negative spirit. The worst thing that you can have is a negative spirit. That means you're already going into your situation feeling like you are defeated. The devil's motive is to get you to take your focus off of God, trying to disconnect you from your power source, which will bring you through every situation. But I encourage you to always stand firm against the tricks and the attempts of the enemy. Regardless of the severity of your situation, as I will keep saying, just trust God, believing that he has all power and that he is in total control of your situation, regardless of what it may look like, which is exactly what Moses did in leading the Israelites out of bondage from the hands of the Egyptians here in our text. For I am sure that you are very familiar with this text, where we see proof of God's unmatchable power when he shows up at the Red Sea. Not only does he show up, but he shows out. Somebody say amen. Amen. For prior to this chapter, we find in chapter 13, because you need to know what's going on, God had already proven his power to the Israelites on several occasions. But they couldn't really notice it because they were too busy being mad at Moses, blaming him for their current conditions, not realizing that they were being blessed even in the midst of their situation. For the Bible says that by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. See, they couldn't see that. They too busy focusing on their situation. A pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night, a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel in the nighttime. That way they could always keep it moving, that they might keep their distance from the Egyptian army who was fastly approaching. As Moses continued to exit them out of captivity, and the same way that the children of Israel did not recognize how God was blessing them, we don't always recognize when God is blessing us. We don't recognize it because we are too busy focusing on our situation. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Instead of focusing on God, but not recognizing the provisions that he has already made for you. Tell somebody, God is making provisions just for you. even in the midst of your situation, know that God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. For that was a good time for y'all to give God some praise. Are you looking for a good thing from the Lord? So here we are in chapter 14. If you read it in its entirety, where our text lets us know that there were 600 Egyptian chariots bearing down on the hopeless children of Israel who were trapped between the mountains and the Red Sea. So here the Israelites are trapped against the sea with the Egyptian army sweeping in for the kill, which caused the Israelites to be afraid because they thought that they were doomed. I don't care how long you stay prayed of. I don't care how sanctified you might be. There will be some situations that will come up in your life that is going to put a little fear in your heart. Don't be discouraged. That's just the human part of us. And although they had watched God's power to deliver them out of bondage from the hands of the Egyptians, when they found themselves faced with another situation in their lives, they still experience fear. For I don't care how many times God brings you out of something. I say, I don't care how many times he brings you out of things that may occur in your life. The human part of you, as I said, will cause you to feel a little fear. Somebody say amen. Amen. So here we are in verse 11 of our text, where the Bible says that, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we might serve the Egyptians? Then that we should die in the wilderness. In other words, my paraphrase, they are saying we could have continued to remain as slaves in Egypt, for at least we would still be alive. But here we are under your leadership, getting ready to be killed by the Egyptian army. For instead of trusting God, they found themselves complaining. That's why I said earlier, sometimes it's hard to trust God. It's an easy thing to do when you say it. But when you really find yourself in need, that's when you are put to the test. Have you ever been there? For I like what Moses tells them here in verse 13. I'm starting to feel this thing, y'all. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. In other words, God getting ready to take somebody out. How many of you know that the Lord will fight your battle? For it says it right here in verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. Tell somebody the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Lord, have mercy. For we find here in verse 15, and I'm bringing this thing to a close. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they might go forward. I need to put a period right here. Can you imagine what the Israelites was thinking, or how they was looking, when Moses instructed them to go forward, when there was nothing in front of them but a Red Sea, water from miles and miles and miles? But this man is telling us that we need to keep pressing forward. So here it is. The children of Israel are faced with a serious situation. nothing but miles and miles of water in front of them, and Pharaoh's army fastly approaching from behind. Now, mind you that God could have instructed Moses to go around. Are you going to pray with me? But he purposely instructed them to move forward. Go the straight way so that he could prove just how powerful he is. Oh, yeah, we serve a powerful God. For he in verse 16, for verse 16 tells us that the Lord told Moses, lift up thy rod and stretch it out thine hand over the sea and divide it. Look at God, as my cousin Sophie always say. Divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. For not only did God part the Red Sea so that the children of Israel could escape the attack of Pharaoh's army, but he hardened the Egyptians' army heart so that they would continue to chase after them. So they would go through the Red Sea, where they would be killed by the sea's treacherous power. God always has a plan for your life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how out of control it may seem. God has a plan for what he's getting ready to do. And I just stopped by to tell somebody, when you find yourself in the midst of a bad situation, trust in the power of the Lord. And when you find yourself with your back up against the wall, let God handle your situation. I say, when you find yourself in need of help, call on the name of Jesus, and he will show up in the midst of your situation. When there is trouble on every side, trust in the power of God. And when you find yourself all stressed out because of your situations, because of what's going on in your life, trust in the power of God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how impossible your situation may seem. Trust in the power of God. Hallelujah. For there are some people here who are dealing with Red Sea situations in your life. And I need you to rise on your feet. I say, get up on your feet in the midst of your situation and start giving God praise. For there is something about praising God in the midst of your trouble that'll give God the mindset to show up and show out. All you gotta do is keep on praising the Lord. I say, keep on praising him, because when praises go up, blessings will, they got to come down. For God inhabits, I said he inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, if you keep on praising God, he's going to show up in the midst of your trouble. He's going to show up in the midst of your situation and turn that thing around. Do you believe it? I say, do you believe it? Somebody say yeah. Say yes. Yeah. I don't mind giving God praise. I don't mind giving God the glory, because it was in my situation when the Lord showed up. I said it looked like it was all over. Strung out on drugs. Strung out on alcohol. By about to lose my mind. But God, I say, God, turn that thing around. And there's somebody here who knows what I'm talking about. If God did anything in your life, why don't you praise him right now? Praise him. Praise him. For if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, you would have died in your mess. But the power of the Lord showed up just like he did at the Red Sea when they thought it was all over, when they counted you out. God showed his power and turned your situation around. And look at you now in the house of the Lord. He didn't let you die. He didn't let you give up. But you kept on calling on the name of the Lord. And here it is. As long as you trust in God, he will. I say God will make everything all right. Why don't you give God praise in this place? Why don't you give God praise in his house? If he's done anything in your life, he's worthy of all the praise. I'm glad about that thing, y'all. I love to share my story. For the same story that I used to be ashamed of. Hallelujah, Jesus. God turned that thing around so I can use the same story to bless somebody else. Years of being strung out. Lord Jesus. Suffering. Many moments contemplating suicide. I'm sharing something that I haven't shared before, but God wants somebody to hear this. I'm going to share this one thing because it just shows just what God had for my life. I had been out all night long doping it up. And then I found myself so depressed because I knew that my mother didn't raise me like that. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I just couldn't find my way out. So there I was on a Friday night. Never forget it. At 3 o'clock in the morning, pouring down rain. I'm walking down the highway. I said, Lord, I can't take it no more. The next vehicle that comes this way, I'm going to jump in front of. Lord, have mercy. And I'm going to put an end to this struggle. But when God has another plan for your life, he will show up. So here it is. The car is approaching. And the devil, of course, he's trying to encourage me. There go the car you waiting on. When it gets to jump in front of it. So there I am looking at the car. But God. Have you ever had a but God moment in your life? But God started speaking to me. He said, son, I can't allow you to do that. I got too much work for you to do. And without even knowing it, I was walking back to the house, pouring down rain. And just to show that God does not lie, not because I'm so deserving of it, not because I'm better than anybody else, but here I am. Preaching the word of God. Don't you tell me that God can't do anything. And there may be somebody here right now
as you rest upon your feet. Who don't know this God that saved my life? Well, if you don't know him, I want to extend an invitation to you right now. Please come to this altar and give your life to Jesus. As I heard my wife testify, people are dying like crazy now. So you don't have time to waste. Do not let this moment pass you by. Will you come? Will there be one? As our children sing, no weapon formed against you, it will not prosper. Because God has a plan for your life. Will you come? Will you please come? There may be somebody who you know the Lord, but for some reason or another, you had a setback in your life. And it caused you to fall short of God's glory. And you want to come back into the fellowship with him. This would be a good moment for you to come to this altar. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And that's all you got to do. And he will never remember it again. Please don't be ashamed to make the most important walk of your life. Will there be one? There may be those who may desire prayer. For prayer will change things. And if you don't feel that you need something to be prayed about, then pray for somebody else. Stand in the gap for somebody else. For when you join forces against the enemy, as y'all are doing right now, as y'all connect hands together, you have so much power. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. So now we come into the Lord as one body.